Sight loss charity RNIB have announced an exciting virtual running event. Here to tell us more is Lizzie Wagner from RNIB's Challenge Events and Fundraising. So it sounds a cracking event. Tell us more, please, Lizzie.
Hi, Barry. Yeah, we're really, really excited about Marathon Mates, which is our brand new virtual running event that we've just launched. It's at the heart of it, it's inspired by the way many blind and partially sighted people will run with a guide runner. So basically, it's all about running in pairs. So people sign up as a pair and run marathon distance in a month. So we're basically asking people to run 26.2 miles across the month of September. And you and your marathon mate kind of make it work for you. So, you know, you can split the distance equally and do 13.1 miles each. Or you can find a more kind of natural middle ground if one of you is a runner, or you're going to do it with, say, maybe example, it might be a parent and child partnership. The parent takes on more miles than the child. So it's really flexible like that. And also we're kind of saying people can pair up either physically, so you can take part and run the miles together, or you could do it virtually. So it could be a mate that you haven't seen since before lockdown. And between you, even though you're running the miles in different places, you hit that marathon distance over September.
How do people get involved? How can we sign up?
So we have a website for Marathon Mates. So it's marathonmates.org.uk. And you just go on there and you sign up and you set up a Just Giving page, actually, to sign up. So it's completely free to sign up. There's no entry fee. Then we're just asking that each pair raises £150 for RNIB, so it basically works out at £75 each. So we feel like it's a really kind of achievable fundraising target for such a kind of epic challenge. And yeah, you just set up your Just Giving page and start fundraising. And then when 1st of September comes around, you and your marathon mates start clocking your miles.
Now, when you think marathons, you think guide runners. What about this for an idea, Lizzie? What about taking along your guide dog?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I'm definitely a guide dog would count as a marathon mate. And it's all about setting yourself a challenge. It's about completing those kind of marathon miles in a month. And that can be broken down into really kind of achievable chunks across a month. And it's all just giving people something they can challenge themselves and raise a bit of money for RNIB, which, you know, we really need at the moment. You know, we need to be raising money to kind of support our services and to continue kind of, you know, supporting people. So make it work for you, really, Marathon Mates.
These virtual challenges and people just being kept connected through the latest technology has played a big part in the lockdown and keeping people's spirits up.
Yeah, absolutely. The, you know, virtual events anyway have seen a real rise in popularity over the last few years. So virtual running events are becoming more and more popular, or virtual kind of physical challenges. And then obviously with, you know, the current crisis, that's, you know, it's really kind of again increase that popularity of people wanting to set themselves a challenge. And it is about keeping people's spirits up. I think it is about giving people some motivation to keep fitness going, and also to, you know, get outside as well.
And doing it alongside someone, that'll help give you motivation, I would imagine, if you're lazy like me.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, running or fitness or exercise lends itself to doing it with a buddy anyway, because you do motivate each other. On those days when you think, oh, I can't be bothered, I just want to sit on the sofa and watch some TV and eat some popcorn, you know, if you've got somebody cheering you on and motivating you, then you're definitely more likely to get involved.
And let's face it, you have the whole of September to complete it, so maybe you could just do that one day and alternate it with your challenge the next.
Exactly. And also the other thing of doing, you know, it being a paired event is that it makes it completely inclusive and accessible as well. So, you know, if anyone wants to take part with guide runner, or like you say, with, you know, with guide dog, then, you know, it means that everybody can get involved. And I think it also means not just in terms of sight loss, it also means different kind of, you know, different fitness levels and different mobilities, you know, people can kind of get stuck in.
Are you going to take part yourself?
Absolutely. Of course I am. Me and my partner are going to be taking part together. We recently did the 2.6 challenge. Yeah, I got involved in that, and we did, me and my partner did a 26-day fitness challenge, but this one we're definitely going to get stuck into, and using it as a bit of motivation to kind of get fit.
Well, good luck to you, Lizzie, and everyone else when the time comes around. In the meantime, RNIB's Lizzie Wagner, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Barry. Appreciate it.